that they want to kill me. You know, you feel it. You know it's time. You have no choice because you have to tell yourself that time you are not a human being. You are the animal. They want to kill you. You have to take everything you can do it and try to beat them. They follow me. They know where I'm going. They track me, knife, bottle, everywhere. So they got maybe 15 people. I'm one. In 5 minutes, everything happened. You know, just because I'm the fighter, I know people follow me. So in my heart, I prepare myself.
You think that your kung fu practices and your discipline saved you that night? Like, do you think you would have been?
Of course, my kung fu and the discipline, also my character, and tough. You know, you have no choice. You tell yourself, you have no choice. No choice means you have to give everything you can because you have no choice. Only you give everything you can, the result you don't care anymore because it's all you have. I always tell myself, anything happen have reason, you know. That day don't make sense. One day will make sense. For me, that makes sense for me is because, you know, life, you have problem. You have problem, you know. You can't always, that didn't kill my confidence. It just happened. When you have problems, if you can't fight, you fight. You know, if you can't fight, you run away. You have no choice. You have to fight as hard as you can. I like fighting because how does it look like a dream? You know, you think you are good. When you go do it, not true. Yeah, you look at that person, not good. But when you're fighting with him, you can't beat him. Yeah, to make you more humble. Make you don't judge people easily. You learn from your mistake. You will watch it, then you know what mistake you make. Then end of the day, doesn't matter who teaches you, end of the day is you teach yourself because you learn from your mistake. Nobody can teach you. This reason I like fighting. You will know I'm 50 years old, I still watch the people fighting, you know. Then I try to learn, I try to find the mistake, you know. It's good, I like, because it's giving something for me. Martial art, the soul, you can become a good fighter. Yeah? It's, I like because it's real. My name is Yan Lei, so I come from China. When I was 14, so I go into Shaolin Temple, study martial arts. Then 2000, I come to UK, so now I live in UK for 20 years. So I'm grew up in Xinjiang, so I grew up in the village. My family is quite poor. I got three brothers and three sisters, so I'm the youngest one, I'm number 7. So, you know, that time I born 1970s. So that time, everywhere is poor. So this means I leave the village even more poor. You know, when you're poor, you will have trouble. my family stolen because we poor. So also because I'm the youngest one, so when I grew up, I always have problems because people always give me trouble. So make me quite angry person because they just bully me or beat me. So just make me always want to fight back, but I'm small, so it's difficult for me. Basically, I grew up very tough place. Also, it's good for me make my character very tough, So when I want to get something, I have to fight to get it. It makes my character even stronger. In China, usually you went to school at 7, but I went to school at 5. I leave the village because nobody look after me, so I went to school earlier. So people will, when you're weak, people will choose you because they got confidence. Experience for me, more you make yourself stronger or push yourself, even you're scared, you tell yourself you have to do it. Then more you do it, more people don't give you trouble, even you are the youngest one in the class, because they know you're correct. If people beat me up, I want to learn Kung Fu. This is not the reason. Before, you in the village, seriously, you only want to get enough food to eat, not be hungry. You don't have a dream. You don't know what you picture. You know, you have no ideas. Every day, you just want to have enough to eat, you know, have safe life. When you're poor, in China, you don't have much choice, or studying really hard, going to university, or enjoying the army, or do martial arts. You only have three choices. For me, that moment, I only think I got these three choices. Everyone different, yeah. For me, life, if you enjoy your life, if you're happy with life, it's fine. For me, it's different because I'm teaching in West, I'm teaching a lot of students. So for me, I want to be a good example. I want to open more doors for them. I have a lot of students that become personal trainer, someone becomes stuntman, someone open a school because they see me, I did. Now people always use age to excuse. Age also is one kind of excuse to stop themselves. Say, oh, I'm 50, I'm 60. What's wrong, you're 60? What's wrong, you're 50? Yeah, that doesn't matter, you know. If you think it matter, when you're 18, it's a problem. You say, oh, I'm 18, I cannot do gymnastics, I'm too old. You know, someone start from 5, you know. It's excuse. Your desire is not enough to conquer your excuse. Yeah, for me, discipline is not really strong words for me to describe my journey. Because reason is you have to from your discipline, you stick with something, you keep going. In your blood, you won't dig it. For me, I won't dig it. I want to see how long I can go. I'm 50. Yeah, I think I'm good. I'm 60, I won't look, I'm 50. Yeah, I'm good. When I'm 70, I won't look, I'm 50, same. I want to challenge, I want to give people example. When one day people say, oh, look, I started with Shifu Yanli, he's 70 now, look here, he's still same. Yeah, I want to change people the way to make excuse. You don't know if you're strong, if you set up your target, you focus your journey, that will bring longer happiness for you. Yeah, short happiness is very easy. You get drunk, you're happy. 5 minutes, another day, you say, fuck, I shouldn't do this because you don't like yourself. Then, trust me, 1 week later, you forgot. You repeat again. This means your life, you're suckling. You never go anywhere. You just sit the same place. You didn't go, same you go to gym, use the bike. Yeah, you didn't go anywhere. You didn't go anywhere because you're scared to change. You know, people say, I don't like my job. Hey, excuse, you work for 20 years. If you don't like, why you do it? You're scared to change because you don't know if you change what's happened. So this reason, most time, you kill your dream. You kill your direction. You killed. It's not someone killed. You did. life, sometimes no choice is the best choice because you have to do it. They give me strong discipline. So when I set up my target, doesn't matter how long it will take, I know this is my journey. I will get it, you know. When you go to temple, you study martial arts, then you start to understand a little bit life. Before, you were angry, you want to fight with people, but when you learn fighting, you slowly, you don't want to fight anymore because you want to fight someone that can fight. You want to have equal fight. You don't want to go to the street to do this anymore because you know you can beat him because he don't know any martial arts.
To get success, do you have to sacrifice things like seeing your mom and dad?
No, because it's, for me, it's difficult because I'm living in the West, my parents in China. This situation makes things happen. You don't need to be like this, yeah. But when I'm 50, when you're older, I'm guaranteed, for me, okay, my friend will be less and less, not get more and more, because I know who is my real friend, who is not my real friend. And now I also know which meeting I need to go, which meeting I don't need to go. You got more time for me. Before, people say, I'm very busy, Shifu. I don't have time. You do got time. You got time to drinking. You got time on the phone. You know, now, especially for now, people, when you open your phone, since you lock something, you will not stop. You will keep going. Then when you lock your watch, half hour is gone. Or 1 hour is gone. You know, what you learn? Nothing. Nothing on your body. Yeah? I'm not saying I'm better than everyone. I'm the same. Sometimes when I lock the phone or lock the fighting, I say, this is good. I'm keep going. I realize I didn't learn anything. I just make me excited. When I watch the fighting, I write down what technique I like. I turn my phone close. Then I'm trying the movement. I'm keep going after I eat my word. Yeah. Everything on your body is belong to you. Everything not your body, not belong to you. Same, you buy the house, not belong to you. One day we will be somewhere else. You don't know who on that house anymore. But slowly you will not focus what you lose. You will focus what you have. You do something, you put 100% effort in. Then after, you don't care the result anymore because it's your best. Same, you kick over again. You tell yourself, I did my best. It's all I can do. So you never think anymore. This reason, when you got a skill, difficult to lose because you do the million times. So someone can take it, someone cannot take it. They destroy your life because you can see the Western is the same. Some famous boxer, they stop fighting, the life change. Mike Tyson change. I'm happy he changed back. Now he become back. But a lot of people not seeing him, they lost their life. They destroy their life. Their discipline go another way. They not drink alcohol. They stop training. They say, I need to drink alcohol. Yeah, they finish. They kill themselves. Learning is my life. I always want learning because only you learning, you make your brain fresh. Also make you, your skill will be better because you're hungry. If you feel full, that's it, your life stops because you are the best. You don't need to learn. No one can say the best. So for me, I always think I'm the student. So I like to learn with different people. It's for me, life don't need to be that tough. But for me, because I said, it's because my background make me thinking that way. Yeah, everything, I need to prepare myself. Prepare didn't mean, for me, prepare is give everything you can to make yourself ready.
What's the biggest lesson you've learned in terms of becoming successful and what, how you define successful? Like, what's the biggest thing?
Successful for everyone have different meaning, you know. For me, successful is I got a dream. It's me, I got a dream. I didn't let it go. And I have direction. So every day, I tell myself, you need to go. You need to get your dream. You need to get target. So more I'm doing, next day, I don't want to do it. I tell myself, you need to go. More you do, more you close. You know, same the traffic, you know. When every car stop, everyone worried, start worried. Since car moving, you will not worried. Even if moving very slow, you know you go somewhere. Yeah? So for me, life most time we got trouble. It's not most time happy. You know, so when you have the problems, you have to try the way. If you can't deal, if you cannot change, you have to let it go. You have to focus something you have, not always focus something you don't have. You know, I want to reach my dream. It's for me, I got lots of sense. I want to make documentary. I want to go, you know, to learn different martial arts. Also, at the moment, I set up my company, you know, Yanli. I want people to see my name, Yanli. They know it's for health, for training, for conquer yourself.